Good morning to all of you, and we're glad that you are here today on this first Sunday in 2023. And I want to take you just to the very first verse of the Bible. I'm sure all of you can quote it by memory in our call to worship, but in the beginning, what's the next name? God. You just take those phrases, in the beginning, God. We have a beginning of a brand new year. You know, in the beginning of creation, God made all things. He spoke into existence light, which was opposed to the darkness that was present. And there he spoke the stars into existence. He spoke everything into existence except two things. That was the creation of man, which he formed him from the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life and created a living soul. And then made Eve from Adam's rib and breathed into her, made her a living soul. And God, in His goodness, has always provided that which is good. Amen. In the beginning, God. In the beginning of this year, God needs to be the number one thought, purpose of your heart and life as you live each day. The PowerPoint I put up there, God has given us another day. We don't have a promise that we're going to have all of 2023, do we? But we do have the promise of today. We're here. We're alive. God has given us this gift. So in the beginning of this year, a year that we haven't messed up yet, we haven't darkened any of the pages yet, at least I don't think you have, and we slept through the first several hours. Hopefully you won't sleep through church. So don't mess up in that regard. But in the beginning, God, let Him be your sole purpose in this year, to honor Him, to live for Him, to realize that everything, the government, this world, everything is in His hands. And I don't have to worry and fret because I know that He is in charge of everything. And so in the beginning, God. Let that be your thought as we approach this new year.